Chapter 13. In the 320th year of Josh the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz the son of Jehu began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 17 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. He did not depart from it. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael. Continually Jehoahaz begged the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, how that the king of Syria oppressed them. The Lord gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel lived in their tents as before. Nevertheless they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, with which he made Israel to sin, they walked in them. And the Asherah also remained in Samaria, for he did not leave to Jehoahaz of the people any more than 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria destroyed them, and made them like the dust in threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Josh his son reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Josh king of Judah, Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 16 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin, but he walked in it. Now the rest of the acts of Josh, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Josh slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat on his throne, and Josh was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness of which he died, and Josh the king of Israel came down to him, and wept over him, and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. Elisha said to him, take bow and arrows, and he took to him bow and arrows. He said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow, and he put his hand on it. Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. He said, open the window eastward, and he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. He said, the Lord's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Syria, for you shall strike the Syrians in Aphek, until you have consumed them. He said, take the arrows, and he took them. He said to the king of Israel, strike the ground, and he struck three times, and stopped. The man of God was angry with him, and said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria until you had consumed it, whereas now you shall strike Syria just three times. Elisha died, and they buried him. Now the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. It happened, as they were burying a man, that look, they spied a band, and they cast the man into the tomb of Elisha, and as soon as the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and stood up on his feet. Hazael king of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz, but the Lord was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and had respect to them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. Hazael king of Syria died, and Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his place. Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father by war. Josh struck him three times, and recovered the cities of Israel.